You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
It's a pleasure to have in the studio Vicky Scott from the Maroopna Rotary. Good morning, Vicky. How are you?
Dave, it's great to be here. Finally, I'm here with you in the studio.
Yes, you've been a busy lady. We tried to get you in, then we got locked down, and then we had a holiday for me. So it's been almost a couple of months trying to get you in there, but you're a busy lady though, aren't you?
Oh, we are all busy, and it is finally great to be here in the studio and to talk all things Rotary.
Yes, yes. Now, how have they all been and how are they surviving and have they been able to do anything? I suppose they've been doing something behind the scenes.
No, I will say that, and I'm just going to talk specifically about Maroopna Rotary at
the
moment
because
I do know quite a lot about the club.
Yeah.
It has been wonderful to see how the club has have adjusted to doing things now online. So we are coming together online. Mm. We recognise the preference that we would be meeting in person.
Yes.
But the club has adjusted and we've been able to have meetings. Normally our meetings are on a weekly basis, but being online, we've brought them back to every 2 weeks, which seems to work really, really well. And the meetings, we've still been able to mix them up with guest speakers. We had last Monday night, or Monday Night to Scorn, that was more of a social night.
Mm.
We still did that online, which was good fun. And probably one really great benefit of us being able to go online was some of our guest speakers that we would normally not be able to get because they're in Melbourne.
That's right.
Have been able to join us.
Gee.
So whilst we can look at that approach of, you know, glass nearly empty, if we flip it, I would say the club have really risen to that challenge. And even though, yes, we're very much social beings, aren't we?
Yeah.
We've still really made that commitment as a club and with each other to try and keep in touch.
And you get some good speakers over there too, don't you?
We have had some really great speakers. So these last number of months, I've just actually gone through a little bit of a list, but as an example, Zunka Tremper, who heads up Gives a Break, and they do some fabulous work for young people. So we were able to have Zunka come along and talk about that program and initiative. We've also had Sam Birrell, who's the committee CEO of Committee for Greater Shepparton.
That's right.
It was great to hear from Sam because he came and spoke to us when we were just coming out of that big lockdown that the community faced.
Mm.
And he was able to come and talk to us about what was going on in the community. So really gave us some really great insights.
Yeah, it's handy to have.
Yeah, and then what we do with that information is we're able to then work out, well, how can we support these initiatives?
Mm.
Another example of some great work that's happening locally is also with Food Share and the Winter Shelter. So there are also two other initiatives that we've supported, but we've also heard from, we've heard from Kim O'Keefe and also Grace from Food Share. So as you can see, lockdown does bring its challenges, but I would say that as a club, we've still worked fairly hard to keep engaging with each other and supporting the community.
Gee, you've done very well indeed. So how often do you meet again? Has that changed or you just do it online? But if somebody wants to join up with you, what do they do?
Yeah.
Who do they see?
Yeah, well, there's a few different things. I would encourage if people out there have a social media account with Facebook. We are very active on Facebook, so just do a search under Maroopna Rotary. They can also, if they'd like, send me through a message.
Yes.
Shoot me an email. Is that the terminology?
Yeah, apparently.
I'm trying to get hip.
Yeah. Oh, good on you. You're doing better than I am.
So that is vls2903@hotmail.com, or I have they can contact me on 0419 345 768, and I'm happy to talk to them about Rotary and what it looks like to join.
Great.
Meetings are weekly. However,
yes,
we're all busy, aren't we?
Yeah, and in view of the circumstances, probably online's better for all of you, isn't it?
Sometimes online does work quite favourably well for many of us that do. Yeah, we all can have very busy lives.
Yeah.
We are trying to go back in person next Monday night.
That'd be nice.
It will be nice to see each other. But as I said, meetings are on a weekly basis, but there is not an expectation that you attend weekly meetings.
Right.
I think for many, many years, I think that has been possibly a misconception or the expectation.
That you've got to be there every week.
Okay, that's right. But over time, it has been recognised that, well, that's sometimes really hard for many of us to do that. So what we look for in a member is someone that is looking to make a contribution to the community.
Yeah, that's good.
And we can do that in many ways. That doesn't require that you have to come along to a meeting every week.
No.
Because we have lots of opportunities for you to support our club in a volunteer capacity.
Mm.
And an example of that. Sorry, Dave, I'm just continuing to talk, aren't I?
No, I like it that way. That way I don't ask any dumb questions or put my foot in my mouth. I like.
As you can see. But, you know, things like our car raffle, I know we spoke briefly about that off air. So that's our annual fundraiser. And that's a fundraiser that we raise funds specifically that go back into the community.
Yeah.
So we're about to launch that as an example. We're going to be looking to get people to support us from a volunteer capacity to help us sell raffle tickets.
And the interesting thing these days is, like, how are we going to sell raffle tickets?
Mm.
Because, at the moment we're not allowed to sort of sit there on a very nice little table and chair and sell things to the public. Mm. We're going to have to rearrange how we do all that.
And I have to say, credit to the club. We've looked at that. And we're actually really ramping up our online presence with that. So there's a group of six of us that have come together to really start looking at what that does look like, because if we don't run this type of event or fundraiser, there goes a lot of our funds that we actually then contribute back directly into community. So you will see middle of November, this will start going out, where especially again online, and we've been, we're developing QR codes and
it might be the way to go.
All of these things.
Yeah,
so when we will be selling out in the public, a lot of it is touchless.
Yeah.
So I think in a sense it's exciting to think that we're going down this path.
It's a new challenge, isn't it?
It is.
You strike me as a leader that loves challenges, obviously.
I don't mind a challenge, but I will say that it's great that the club have come together and are actively supporting this. And we wouldn't be able to do it. The car raffle project is being headed up by one of the members, Richard Speedy, and he's formed a group around him, and we all have different expertise in marketing, PR, website development, and you need all that.
You've got a lot of talented people with you, haven't you?
You need that skill, yes, and you need to bring people along on your journey.
Sounds good, very good indeed. So mainly online, and repeat those addresses too if people want to sign up with Rotary.
So I would encourage them, if they would like, to jump on our Facebook page. So just do a search under Maroopna Rotary.
Oh, yeah.
If you do a search as well, even just on a website, to give you more information about Rotary and what Rotary does, I'd encourage you to shoot me through an email. There's that trendy term again,
shoot me through an email.
vls2903@hotmail.com. Or I'd welcome you to even send me a text message or give me a call, 0419 345 768.
Thank you very much indeed. That sounds great indeed. Looking to the future, apart from the car raffle and a few other things, what do you think will be happening towards Christmas time? Anything else?
Yeah,
it's a bit far away though, isn't it, at this stage, week by week?
Well, it is. It's two and a half months away. Towards Christmas, again, really the big thing will be rolling out of the car raffle. And we're really in the process now of commencing. So what does next year look like?
A lot of people are thinking that.
And what is it that we can be supporting next year? In the short term, though, this is something that we do every year. We do provide a lot of support to our local schools in Maroopna.
That's good.
So we're currently, Barb Joyce heads that up, and she does a tremendous job in reaching out to our local school, Maroopna Primary and the Park School, St Mary's, Admona, Undera, et cetera, to determine, who are the quiet achievers in the school. We provide scholarships, we donate books, etc. So they're the little things that I think for a lot of people...
They help.
They do help, and a lot of people don't know, because we're just doing that in the background, behind the scenes.
Fantastic indeed. Thank you so much for coming in today. You've got a couple more minutes. Anything else you'd like to talk about?
Look, if I can probably just do a little bit of a mention,
sure,
Dave, that with Rotary, we support initiatives locally.
Mm.
We support initiatives across Australia and internationally. If you're someone that's looking to provide support and get involved in the community, Rotary is a great way to do that.
Mm.
Please don't think that if you have an inability to commit to weekly meetings,
mm,
don't see that as an obstacle.
It's changed now. You know,
yeah, and every week, and contact us. You know, maybe we could we discuss about being a Friends of Rotary.
Yeah.
So there's definitely lots of options available to people out there, because I will say, now more than ever, we do need each other, don't we?
We really do.
Community, yeah, is
we need backup and support more than
community is just so, so important.
Mm.
So I really do encourage you to have a think about what that looks like for you as an individual and how you can really support your local community.
Fantastic. You're a busy woman. Would you like to just plug who else you're in apart from Rotary?
Oh, well, I will plug Fairly.
Give me a quick plug.
Fairly Leadership Program. Yeah. That's fairly close to my heart. Fairly Fellow 2015.
Yeah.
Currently heading up to our end of year graduation and also closing retreat. And applications are open for 2022. So any emerging leaders out there, I encourage you to jump onto our website, Golden Murray Community Leadership.
Fantastic too. And you were involved with the gig that we broadcast live.
Oh, that was great. I thank you so much for doing that, and to the station for doing that. Greta Shepparton Unites in Voice. This was just something that was a collective of some very hardworking community people that came together and put some. It was 4 or 5 weeks. We worked really hard to make it happen. It was just brilliant. And every single person involved in that was local, had an affiliation to, you know, Adam Thompson, previous local boy, and
Where did he broadcast from? Where was he?
He was in Melbourne.
Ah,
so
right.
he had a studio in Melbourne.
That's where he did it all from.
That's right. Yep. We had a studio here in Shepparton.
Mm.
There was 2 studios in Melbourne.
Mm.
And then there was a studio here. We had JL Productions. So a big shout out to them. You know, Hugh Drum, who he was the mastermind of how everything
got
was
together.
Presented. I just have so much appreciation for what they do and the artists and what they bought and gave on that evening. It was fabulous.
Excellent. And anything else you're involved with that you care to mention?
No, that's enough, I think.
That's enough.
I'm tired.
Vicky, I better let you go. You are a busy woman. I better let you return to Maroubra and do what you got to do. Been a pleasure. Give you a phone call in about a month or within the month, and we'll organise dates.
Beautiful.
And get you back in here.
Lovely.
All right,
thank you.
Look after yourself. We've been talking to Vicky Scott. She's from the Maroubra Rotary. And thank you very much indeed for coming in and having a chat to us. We really appreciate it.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.